Paris for One by Jojo Moyes, read by Lauren Patel. Nell has spent an hour lying on the bed, and she still cannot work out what to do. Pete is not coming to Paris. He is actually not coming. She travelled all the way to the capital of France with new underwear and painted red toenails, and Pete has stood her up. For the first 10 minutes, she had stared at the message. Its cheery, "Have a great trip," and waited for more. But there is no more. She lies on the bed, her phone still in her hand, staring at the wall. She realises that some part of her has always known this might happen. She peers at the phone, flicks the screen on and off, just to make sure she's not dreaming. But she knows. She probably knew last night when he didn't respond to her calls. She might even have known it last week, when all of her ideas for what they might do in Paris were met with, "Yeah, whatever." Or, "I don't know." It was not just that Pete was an unreliable boyfriend. In fact, he quite frequently disappeared without telling her where he was going. If she was honest with herself, he hadn't actually invited her to Paris at all. They had been talking about places they'd been, and she had admitted that she'd never been to Paris. And he said, vaguely, "Really? Oh, Paris is awesome. You'd love it." The next morning, she was walking across the concourse to work when she'd paused outside the travel agents. A sign in the window said, "One day only, special deal, 2 for 1, 3 nights in Paris, City of Lights." Almost before she knew what she was doing, she had walked in and bought 2 tickets. She had presented Pete with them, glowing half with embarrassment, half with pleasure, the next night when they'd gone back to his place. "You did what?" He'd been drunk, she remembered now, and had blinked slowly, as if in disbelief. "You bought me a ticket to Paris?" "Us," she said as he fumbled with the buttons on her dress. "A long weekend in Paris. I thought it would be fun. We should, you know, go crazy." This girl had never had a wild moment in her life. "I checked out hotels and I found one just behind the Rue de Rivoli. It's 3-star, but it has a 94% satisfaction rating and it's a low crime area. I mean, the only thing they say to worry about is bag snatchers, so I'll get one of those, but..." "You bought me a ticket to Paris." He'd shaken his head, his hair flopping over one eye. And then he'd said, "Sure, babe. Why not? Nice one." She couldn't remember what else he'd said, as at that point they'd collapsed onto his bed.